Dynastic Credentialism. We live on a planet where the rich guy can't lose, no matter how evil, corrupt, and incompetent he is. We live on a planet where the poor guy can't win, no matter how honest, hardworking, and competent he is. Our system rewards corruption and incompetence and punishes honesty and hard work. So, we get more corruption and incompetence and less honesty and hard work. That has become our social system because we use deeply flawed methods for analyzing social problems and finding solutions. We all assume that if everyone obeys the law, things will sail along on an even keel. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The law is just a bunch of primitive folklore left over from a time when we were all struggling to get enough to eat. A time when we didn't have resources, numbers, or modern forms of analysis. There are some countries where the system is less rigged. But unfortunately, the United States of America is not currently one of those countries. In the USA, it seems that actually counting the votes in an election is a novel and unusual idea. There has been a law proposed in the Congress that would effectively outlaw honest elections and replace them with rigged elections. Why are we still basing our social system on flawed legacy technology when we have access to modern methods of analyzing social problems? There are no good reasons. There are plenty of bad reasons. We put ourselves, our children, and our civilization at risk by clinging to these barbarous legalistic relics. Why are we not using information theory, game theory, Pavlovian psychology, Austrian economics, and high-speed computing to analyze our social problems? Ironically, we can go back to our primitive past to find a governing philosophy that stands up to the scrutiny of modern analysis. We call that governing philosophy from our past primitive democracy. It turns out that primitive democracy is remarkably similar to modern libertarian analysis. Credentialism is the belief that a person who has a credential is somehow more competent and honest than a person without a credential. Once again, nothing could be farther from the truth. The fact that we are only allowed to seek goods and services from credential suppliers dilutes the power of the market to cleanse the system of incompetence and graft and corruption. A free and rational social system would minimize incompetence, graft, and corruption. Credentialism has helped give us the nutcase fascists and commies that rule us today. And credentialism has been a major factor in allowing these deeply flawed individuals to set up dynasties that will rule us far into the future if they have their way. Personally, I don't think they will have their way. I think their system will fail, just like all previous authoritarian systems have failed. In the U.S., the elites send their children to Harvard and Yale. They might also send a generous contribution to the Harvard or Yale Endowment Fund. They are effectively purchasing credentials for their offspring. Does anyone think that the child of a person who made such a contribution will get a failing grade, even if their academic work is deficient or non-existent? After purchasing their elite credentials, these spoiled rich kids are given plum posts in major corporations, academia, government, and the mainstream media. All these institutions are continually losing public support because they're being run by spoiled rich kids who don't know or care about the problems of the so-called lower classes. It's a negative feedback loop that eventually results in chaos and regime change. And then the cycle starts all over again. We can wake up and just say no to the rule of credential nutcase losers. We can eliminate the authoritarian cycle that costs us so many lives and so much treasure. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.